Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Noah, and here's what he has to say. I found your videos this past year after I went through what you call the Red Pill Rage 2.0. I can't thank you enough for making them. Knowing there's other people out there who've been through similar circumstances helps me feel like I'm not crazy. I don't want to believe the state of women in modern times, but I've had to learn the hard way. I'm better off now though, ever since I made the decision to swear off of them. My question is this. I'm a younger guy at 25 who's not spending money on women anymore. There's no reason to if you're no longer interested in what they have to offer. In your opinion, what's the best way younger MGTOW guys can get wealthy? Live frugally and simply. Crypto, perhaps. Start a business, maybe. I've found that working and making money in general helps focus my mind more, and is helping me find more purpose in life rather than wasting time on a girl. Thank you. Well, Noah, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I think he answered your own question, which is live frugally, own crypto, as well as certain stocks, as well as start your own business, and have a job if you can as well. It's not one thing alone that's going to make you wealthy. Starting a business can also be capital intensive. I'd suggest finding a bunch of business ideas that require you to spend as little money as possible to start them up. That's why online businesses like YouTube have been so good. Low overhead means lots of profit. As a serial entrepreneur myself, I've always found that having two or three small businesses on the go at the same time lets you shift gears when one of them gets slow. Also, with a business, you have to identify opportunities and then pounce on them as quickly as possible and be an early adopter. Find something that people want that's undersupplied in the marketplace. When I started making MGTOW videos, I wanted more videos, not content, and the few content creators that were doing it were only doing one a week or one every 2 weeks. I filled my own demand and created content for myself more than anything else. Back around the time that Google had its IPO, I was going to throw every dollar I had into their shares. But I chickened out and screwed the pooch with that one. But looking back, I would have sold it once it doubled in price, instead of waiting for it to go up 10 or 20 times my initial investment. I learned years ago to let your winners run when it comes to investments. That's why when I bought Bitcoin back in early 2020, I haven't sold any since. Even when I do plan on selling it, I probably will buy it back at some point. Being a 25-year-old guy in today's world and making a fortune in life is insanely difficult thanks to inflation, the cost of living, and wage stagnation. You have to do everything right to succeed with a very slim margin of error. And you also have to have parents that have money in many cases. Staying away from women also means twice as much time and twice as much brain power. But grinding is not enough anymore. It's a combination of luck, constantly seeking out new opportunities and finding them before others have had a chance to saturate those marketplaces. Also having a lot of capital from previous successes as well as parents that can pass some of that down to you. Governments keep printing money and they're only two assets that have outperformed the inflation rate caused by money printing. And I'll share what those are in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to most young guys in their 20s are screwed these days no matter what they do. Clown World Show. There was a recent video I made called, When Do You Leave the West? And I was giving advice to a young guy on how to leave Canada and succeed someplace else, because of the high cost of living here. My parents are immigrants to Canada, and if I have to leave in 5 years at the age of 50 for a place that offers me a better life, with all the assets that I currently have, then I might actually do that. Wealth is relative. Having $1 million in Toronto or New York means you're poor, but having it in buttfuck Idaho means you're well off. The odds of working, saving, and investing your way into that kind of money while living in a major city is also slim to none these days, especially as doctors and professors around here are barely holding on to or qualifying for a mortgage to purchase a 3 or 4 bedroom bungalow. Unless, of course, you have help from the bank of mom and dad for your down payments. The window to be upwardly mobile when it comes to our society is closing rapidly. I was watching a video called Most People Think They're Middle Class, and Most Are Not, which I've linked to below. The most interesting thing in the video was that the people that get scammed by telemarketers, for the most part, are working class individuals. that have to take crazy risks to get rich or just become middle class, just to be able to afford what is considered an ordinary middle class existence, which is something as basic as owning a house, a car, and going on a vacation once a year. So working class individuals that aspire to become middle class have to take on massive risks on crypto and tech stocks to try and double or triple their assets in a hurry. I'm guilty of that by putting half my net worth in Bitcoin, and the other half in tech stock ETFs that'll hopefully do well thanks to AI. Just to let you know, there are only two assets that have consistently produced rates of return that have been greater than a 9 or 10% per year return rate after tax that you need in order to keep ahead of inflation in a place like Canada. A lot of people in Canada have also become paper millionaires in the last 20 years by getting into debt to buy a single family home that's now worth $1 or $2 million. But that only works as a wealth building vehicle so long as the place you're living in keeps bringing in immigrants and has a lot of high paid jobs being created. There are a lot of variables when it comes to wealth, like geography. A lot of people also say that money can't buy you love and happiness. But if you're going monk mode, you know that love is just a fairy tale for grown men. Money may not buy happiness, but at least you can basically suffer in style. But even that's not really accurate, because with enough resources, you will have stress reduction, leading to less autoimmune illnesses, heart disease, and hypertension. Money also indirectly improves your digestion and sleep because you have a bigger buffer than the average man out there. Working for a living also tends to suck if you have no choice but to work, but if you have tons of assets and everything is paid off, then work can be positive, as it gives you purpose instead of being a noose around your neck, in a sense that now you have a choice whether or not you want to keep doing it. I also work on the toilet, posting Twitter while I'm taking a poop. I do that to optimize my time. When it comes to starting a business, that's one of the things that paid me the most in life, but for that to work, you have to have luck and be in the right place at the right time. And a lot of the time, you have to take a big risk. You also have to try throwing multiple business ideas at the wall until eventually one of them sticks. But while taking that risk, you can't afford to leave yourself too vulnerable, because even if your business succeeds at some point, others will see your success and outcompete you, or the market will change and your business might die. Take YouTube for example. My channel is around 2150th in the world with regards to subscribers. So realistically, there may only be about 4 or 5,000 people in the entire world that might make enough money from YouTube to survive. For most people, it's a low-risk, low-reward strategy. But for those that succeed outlandishly, it's a low-risk, high-success strategy. I think the low part is important because if you're to succeed, you have to try a bunch of different things, and if all you're investing in is your time and minimal money, then it increases the odds of success. Except for living frugally, which is a given, to help you save money to start that business. Maybe invest in tech stocks or crypto, which is just a game of probabilities. It's not guaranteed. And as for crypto, I know many people have made a fortune in altcoins or are basically buying mining stocks with relatively small amounts of capital, hoping for a moonshot. But that level of risk is too high for me, so I only stick with Bitcoin. But then again, I have enough invested if it goes up 5 or 6 times from here, basically by the end of the cycle, and I'd be able to retire. For me, being wealthy means I don't have to work to survive, but I will continue. Plus the ability to hire people to do the things that I don't want to do as part of my business, or can't do with regards to work because they stress me out too much. Also, you can find creative ways to spend money that actually pay you. There's a guy named Justin that I spoke to before that's built a business on buying and reselling gift cards and getting points for them, which he redeems for hotel and travel nights. He has a YouTube channel that tells you all about it. If you're interested, email me and I'll let you know what it is. I've also traveled and made money back from the videos that I filmed on vacation. With some hobbies like Lego, what you tend to buy and hold on to grows in value. Yes, live frugally as much as possible, but try not to deprive yourself of what you actually want in life. Also, congratulations on taking the red pill 2.0, so young in life. I took it at the age of 37, and ideally I would have loved to take it in my mid-20s to early 30s. Then I'd be able to push myself to achieve so much more without a woman there. The most important thing to take from this video is that it's not one path that'll take you to where you need to go, but going down multiple paths at the same time and keeping your eyes open for the most unexpected opportunities. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Noah for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that now that you aren't smashing women anymore, you'll be able to smash your net worth up into the millions. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think that wealth comes from only implementing one investment and wealth-building strategy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.